listeners and podcasters all over the world. Thank you so, so, so much for tuning in on Teach Your Heart Out podcast today. Today we have a very one-of-a-kind and unique podcast episode today. This podcast is dedicated to providing real, reliable, and ready-to-take-away information for all types of teachers out there. We just want you guys to be ready and enriched with information that you wouldn't just normally get in a textbook or somewhere from, you know, the library. We want to give you real, real, real inside scoop here. So today I cannot tell you how stinking excited I am to have this specific teacher here in today. She's going to be a guest star and we're going to just take some information and kind of just get a lowdown on what she does throughout the year and in her everyday, you know, routine in the classroom and the strategy she does within her lessons and unit plans. With that said, I am so incredibly excited to introduce a teacher from Ottawa Hills Elementary School, fourth grade, from Toledo, Ohio, and she is here right now, right across from me. Everybody, please, please, please welcome and get your notepads out. Welcome, Miss Morgan.
Miss Morgan, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, we're glad to have you. So, first things first, how many years have you been teaching?
So, I have been teaching for a total of 10 years, but four of those years have been at Ottawa Hills.
Okay.
When I was in kindergarten, that was my first year, and then I switched to fourth grade, second grade, and then back to fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
And so the next year, they're getting rid of the teacher, the fourth grade teacher. They have four right now, and they're going down to three. So I'll be going back to second again. So I kind of flip-flopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great. But I was a stay-at-home mom for quite some time before getting back into teaching.
Gotcha. So what grade levels have you taught, and what subject levels?
Yeah, so I have taught all content levels from K to 4. Reading, writing, and math is what I'm doing right now because we do have specials and the kids are moving throughout the classroom. They're moving from class to class. So we do have specialized groups and I do take on the writing portion. I'm sorry, I take on the reading portion.
Okay.
We do have another teacher that teaches writing, but when I leave next year, they'll be combined. When I taught kindergarten, obviously that's just an all content area type of...
Right.
Of group, so I taught everything pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell me, how is ELA structured in the classroom?
So in the classroom, kids, the fourth grade class we have four groups of them.
Okay.
And they rotate in 50 minutes each class. And so I'll see them for 50 minutes each day. Mm-hmm. And then they'll see another teacher for writing, obviously. And it is very collaborated, though, I would say.
Okay,
they're not doing one thing in writing and then a whole different topic of study, like a nonfiction and then a fiction writing or
right.
a dramatic writing piece. We're very much collaborated together, me and the writing teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So
yeah,
that helps.
So what ELA tests do you do?
So they do in fourth grade, they do a lot of testing. So, because a lot of our students are gifted.
Oh, okay.
It is a very, we do a lot of testing just to see if, improvement purposes. So we do the state air test, air house test.
Okay.
We also do the Terra Nova, all throughout the year. And then, of course, other formal and summative assessments and reading, that I would do within my units and lessons.
Okay.
So, yeah,
interesting.
There's a lot. They get pretty drained, honestly, at the end of the year.
So, as you think about fourth and fifth grade students in comparison to younger students, what stands out in particularly, like, academically, physically, emotionally, socially, physiologically?
Yeah. So,
psychologically.
Yeah. That's a great question, honestly. Students, like I said, primarily gifted, most of them.
Yeah, right.
And so they're already exposed to all these different types of literature, like varieties of it, and like fiction, nonfiction. They've just learned this year for a week and a half. It's actually one of their state standards. Okay. And reading is Greek mythology. And it was really, it just kept it light. And I kind of did that in between testing just to kind of give them a little bit more of like a fun, lighter topic to just, you know, kind of refresh their brains a little bit. But they already knew so much about it because they're just so exposed to that already. And their parents and their home life, like, I feel like they're just so supported that they are able to conquer that.
Explore that. Yeah. No, that's standard. So cool.
But when it comes to emotionally, I just see them beginning to just have more mature behaviors. Although some of them do have some tendencies and immaturity. But for the most part, you know, it's just kind of like a social thing. They all catch on to one another and they see one another doing.
Follow the leader.
And it's at this point where they start looking for their peers more so than anything else. Instead of their, you know, parents or their teachers, they kind of turn toward their friends.
Of course.
Yeah. For that cue, social cues. But students are still pretty needy in terms of help. You're not, obviously, you're not going to see that a lot of students are on reduced lunches or free lunches here, as you would see at, like, a Title I school. But, I mean, like, they still need to be fed and clothed. And students, for the most part, do have that. But it's just, even if you do have that, they still need the parental support.
Yeah, of course.
To recognize, you know, what their goals are, what the weakness of academic study is, and, you know, all that. It's still really important to them to have that parental support. And then it's important in independency and getting them on the right step toward thriving in the classroom and for the future. So I would say that's pretty...
Yeah, very constructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you, which topic do you in particular most enjoy teaching?
I love teaching novel studies. Like, I love that. I love when I get to go, when I get to do that topic, because I feel like I'm actually teaching the literature instead of just, you know, doing worksheets and
interpretation.
Like,
right.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So concepts I found in the book, like, that I find in the book are so much fun to teach them. For example, we read A Fish in the Tree. Which is a really good book.
Yeah.
The other teachers in the other curriculum, they use that too.
Okay.
But it's a really great book for theme, and teaching writing also is really good with that too. And I really enjoy teaching writing as well. But obviously, I don't teach that right now because we're separate. But yeah.
Okay. So what is challenging for your students?
Okay, so the most absolutely challenging thing is juggling how everybody has a different way or different interests when it comes to reading, and understanding that they have different levels. And at this age, they're reading to learn, and they're not learning to read anymore. Like, as though they're in kindergarten through second grade or in third grade. Yeah. Like, they're just starting to get the phonics and the you know, I can blend my words together, but at this point now it should be so intuitive that they are now reading the information to comprehend it versus differentiating is difficult because I have, you know, students of all different levels,
right,
and I have to split those up into groups. Like when we do literature circles, I usually do like a book cafe where they can come in and they can you know, pick out which books they want, because that's one of the biggest things is like they need to be interested in what they're reading in order to get them motivated to actually do it. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions is like kids need to read information, but they do, but they also need to be engaged and that'll stimulate their brain to want to do it more. So yeah, literature circles are great for that because I can split them up into different groups based on their level of reading and their interests.
I feel like that's what it's like with adults too. We have to be interested in it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're not going to like sit down in a dentist office and look at a chapter book. You're going to pick up a magazine because it's interesting to you.
Yeah,
for absolutely same exact thing.
Of course. So, what is challenging for your students?
So, yes. So, differentiating is challenging for me. But I would say for the students, I think that organizing things is so hard, because at this point they're moving from classroom to classroom, so you know, they're bringing their binders, they're forgetting their books a lot, like I can't tell you how many books I've gone through because they forget them at home. And it's like, at this point they're becoming independent and they're kind of letting go of their parents' support, and like, you know, we're kind of just up until fourth grade you're holding their hand, and this point you're kind of letting them go. So they really are starting to click onto the organization of man, I need to be at this place at this time, and I need to bring all of my materials to this class, which we try to be pretty stern, but obviously we understand it, you know.
Yeah,
it's a trial and error until you get to the end of the year, but at the end they should be right on cue with the bell rings.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, great group of kids. It's been really an honor to work with them. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Really,
oh my gosh. Thank you.
The input. Yeah. Of course.
It was glad great when you came in that one day. You know, when you came in, they loved you. Yeah.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will see you later. We're signing off.
All right.
See you guys later.
Thank you. And there you have it, folks. That is our last interview question for the day, and we could not be more grateful that Miss Morgan was able to come in today. If you guys have not already filled up your notepad, here are some other takeaways, okay? At this age, in fourth grade, students are becoming more independent overall in almost every aspect of their development, whether that's academically, physically, psychologically, socially. They are all becoming more independent and kind of like letting go of their teacher's hand, and they're kind of, you know, taking the reins on things. Another thing is they're transferring from, you know, from K through three, constantly learning how to read, and they are now developing into that phase of learning to read. I'm sorry, reading to learn. They're reading to learn information, nonfiction, fiction, you know, all different types of texts at this age. And those are huge takeaways. If you'd like to know more about, even more strategies and how to do this, Miss Morgan has posted her information on our social media platform of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So feel free to, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to, message her, reach out to her. Also, we have our own social media platform, teachyourheartout.com, and you are welcome to reach out to us on that. Signing out, and everybody have a great night. You rock star teachers.